Welcome everyone to the Dark Forest. If you are new to the channel, subscribe, like, and share the channel. A shout out to my channel members, Bumps in the Night, Sammy Bradford, Creepy Clown Girl, Meg J, Matthew Bauer, Bruce Henson, Voltron 76, Chris Clough, Sandra Freeman, Crazy Canadian Canuck, Jeremy DeGrace, and Dee Burton, and all my patrons out there. I love you all. Now let's get spooky. It was early spring 2016. I had just turned 24 years old. My friend and I just reached our main spot to camp, Black Canyon Rim Campgrounds just outside of Payson, Arizona. We usually travel out there two or three times each year. It has some incredible views and is only a couple hours away from the city. For the most part, this area is pretty secluded. A privately owned convenience store rested a few miles away, with a small town 20 miles before that. The entrance was on a dirt road, directly off the highway, with a campground sign at the start of the road marking local wildlife, any fire hazards, and general news relevant to camping folk. The pathing is mostly linear, with maybe one fork spanning several miles. We only traveled down the dirt road to see how far it would take us. One of the dirt paths would take you to another highway entrance, with a ranger's tower halfway there. The other path led to a dead end, an abandoned cabin which could be found on the path a few miles in, mostly hidden off in the distance behind some large foliage. The snow had mostly cleared up at this point, leaving for crisp air, a slight chill, and fauna becoming active again. We'd usually spot some wild horses, several deer, and tons of little critters whenever we'd come out this way. It really was the perfect time of year for a relaxing trip to get away from the city for a few days. We got in around 4 p.m. on a Tuesday. It was late for us, so we usually try to make it out there by noon at latest. This trip was pretty spontaneous. We both had work during the coming weekend and decided to just go for it. The sun was setting fast, and we still hadn't picked our spot to camp. There were maybe two or three other groups, both families parked somewhere close to the entrance, only a few hundred yards away from the highway. This time around, we just wanted to get away from humans for a while. Customer service jobs will do that to ya. We drove down the dirt road passing our usual spot, and finally picked the perfect area. A small clearing, just hanging off the edge of the hill. The whole valley could be seen from this area with a beautiful sunset. This would have been our spot from then on, if the next night's incident never happened, that is. We agreed to get the campfire going, and would just avoid building a tent this trip. We didn't have much time to do so anyways, and her car wasn't that uncomfortable. I'd sleep in the back seat and she'd take the passenger seat. With the window slightly ajar, we'd have a few blankets for each of us and would fall into unrivaled slumber. The next day went fairly uneventful. We just decompressed. I had a strange feeling throughout the day though, like we were being watched. There was crunching of leaves just outside of sight every few hours, but I figured it was just the local wildlife doing their thing. My friend didn't notice anything unusual, so I didn't dwell on it. Night came, and the feeling still hadn't gone away. My friend must have felt something she didn't vocalize, though. She took some of her sleeping pills. She didn't usually need to take them on our camping trips. The nature's ambience was enough to put anyone to sleep, I thought. It was nearly 1 a.m. My friend dozed off in the passenger seat, while I attempted to wind down in the back. I leaned against the side window beside the passenger seat, legs outstretched to the car's back door. The window opposite from me was rolled down slightly, with a cold breeze flowing in. I had been on my phone scrolling through Facebook or whatever, when I heard something outside. A few crunches of the fallen leaves, several paces outside the car. I whispered to my friend, "Did you hear that?" But she was already out. I put my phone down and listened intently for a minute or two. Nothing. It must have been a small animal curious of the camp. I went back to my phone, scrolling through social media. About 10 minutes had passed when I heard it again. Crunch. Right outside the door. I lowered my phone. My eyes took a moment to adjust from the light to the phone into the deep darkness of the woods. As soon as I turned my phone away from me, the backlight illuminated the window above my feet. To this day, I cannot get the image out of my head. Two dirty, scrambled hands held on to the window. Two fingers wrapped inside the car. The nails were long, unkept, and dark. Behind the window, a silhouette of a face was pressed up against it. The breath would create condensation every few seconds. All I could make out was the reflections of those empty, black eyes. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. It felt like eternity. This staring contest between me and this thing. Thoughts were repeating inside my head. Why haven't they run away when they saw I noticed them? What are they planning to do? Is this the face of death? After about 10 seconds of not doing anything, the hand slowly unclenched the window and receded into the darkness. The condensation of the window dispersed. Another couple of seconds passed before I heard the dreaded crunch, 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 fading away in the distance. I still just sat there. What the hell just happened? Why didn't I do anything? Why am I still not doing anything? With that thought, my body shot into adrenaline. I pounded on my friend's seat, waking her up from the slumber into a dizzy confusion. I unlatched and kicked open the back door and took a moment to scan the area. Whoever they were, whatever it was gone. I scrambled to pick up any important campsite supplies we left outside and just crammed everything into the back seat and trunk, periodically looking over my shoulder, listening to the footsteps. I slammed the back door shut, and there they were, a grim remember of the horror that had just happened. Two handprints imprinted on the window. I quickly wiped them off the window in a panic, a reaction to erase the event, I guess. I jumped into the front seat, starting the car, and floored it out of there. My friend, finally coming to, asked me what the hell I'm doing. "We gotta go," I said. "There's someone out there." I didn't see whatever or whoever it was while fleeing the scene. Speeding down the dirt road, my friend insisted I slowed down, and I eventually did. We reached the highway, and I proceeded to drive 20 or so miles before we reached a Denny's, where my friend asked us to stop and eat and explain everything. The nightmares subsided a few months later. My embarrassment continues to this day, for the state of shock I was in at the time. Everybody says you either have a fight-or-flight instinct, and I'm confused whether I have either. I mean, I just sat there and did nothing. I frequently tend to ask myself what was out there. Another camper messing with us? A resident of the abandoned cabin down the dirt road? Or maybe something more paranormal residing in the forest, watching lone, vulnerable campers as they drift off to dreamland? We'd still go camping there in the years ahead, but never too far from the highway. Whatever it was, I hope that was the last I've seen of it. I have lived in Florida my entire life, and during my childhood, I lived in a cabin with my family. My mother would always stay home while my father went to work. He was a hunter until he was killed by a wolf when I was 10. Now that I am an adult, I realize why my mother called the forest that we lived next to the Dark Forest. I was sitting in the house that my mother lent to me in her will after she died of old age. She lived to be the age of 67. God rest her soul. I sat down on the couch with my good friends Ben and Jordan. They both watched the TV with me. It was on some old show that we didn't want to watch, but it was oddly attractive. Then, Jordan got up and walked over to the window that pointed to the dark forest. It blocked all light that the sun was emitting. Then, it started to storm. Thunder rumbled loudly. "What do you think is in there?" Jordan asked as he pointed at the forest. There are wolves, deer, and other wildlife that I would rather leave alone, I said. Ben chuckled to himself. There aren't any wolves in Florida, Ben said. Jordan looked back out at the forest. Ben, believe it or not, there is a pack of wolves, Jordan said. Ben turned and looked at him with disbelief. Bull crap, Ben said as he stood up and walked over to the window. I did the same. It was a pack of 10 wolves. When I was little, there was only 3. I shrugged off the thought. Well, I'll be damned, Ben said, fascinated. I smiled. Ben turned and looked at me. Do they ever leave the forest? Ben asked. I shook my head. Ben grunted in amusement. Let's go in and study them some more, Jordan said with glee. No, my mother doesn't call this forest the Dark Forest for no reason. My father was killed by those wolves. I don't want to end up like him, I said. Jordan raised a brow at me. You're really going to listen to your mama after she's been dead for 5 years? Come on, you're a grown man, not a little kid, Jordan said. I eyed him seriously. My friends barely see me angry, let alone serious. So, you can picture the almost feel of unease he had when I gave him my death stare. Look, David, this is a mysterious forest. Don't you want to see the secrets it holds inside? Jordan said. I sighed and nodded. Fine, but when I feel that something messed up is about to happen, we're out, I yelled. Jordan smiled and he slipped on his shoes. Ben did the same, as well as I. I walked to my room and opened the door. I got down on my hands and knees and lifted up some of the bed sheets that covered the space beneath the bed. I grabbed the shotgun and loaded 7 shells into it and stuffed 8 into my pocket. I then hung the strap over my right shoulder and headed out into the forest. That was the biggest mistake I had ever made. A couple of hours passed and we were very deep in the forest. Ben was amazed to see how tall the trees grew, how odd the flowers looked, and how different the animals acted. This is cool, Ben said with awe. We could see each other, for the rain stopped and the small rays of sunlight broke through the small spaces throughout the tree leaves and branches. Jordan nodded in agreement. It is so very much cool. Why didn't you come in here again, David? Jordan asked me. I got down on my knees and looked at the ground. There were tracks, wolf prints, but something was odd about them. The hind legs were pawed, but the fronts had human-like prints, as if someone was pushing their hands down into the grass hard enough to leave a mark. My father died here, I said, still looking at the tracks. Ben wandered further into the forest. Jordan ran over to him with me. Dude, what the hell? Stay in the group, I yelled angrily. Ben turned and looked at me. Fear was in his eyes, but not caused from me. What? Jordan said. He placed an arm on his shoulder. Ben turned around and pointed to a small area littered with bodies. Human bodies. Some fresh, some not. I entered the circle. It looked small, but it wasn't. Besides from the human bodies, there was dead deer, squirrels, rabbits, and even bears. All of them inside out with the body parts missing. The hearts. What the hell happened? Jordan asked. Ben was still in shock, staring at the death that laid before his eyes. The wolves, I said. I looked all around us. There they were, but different. They were standing upright. They were long and lanky. Some had flesh hanging from their skin. They were humanoids. I grabbed my shotgun and shot at one of them. They howled, but no, it wasn't a howl. It was a frickin' scream. Let me paint the picture for you. Imagine 7 people screaming, but not the average scream. No, the scream that makes your heart sink. Now, put all of those together and add in a disordered roar that sounds kinda like a laugh. Do you hear it? Now up the volume to over 100. That is the sound those frickin' things made. They ran off but stayed close, roaring their terrible roars. I looked at my friends.
Run!
I yelled. They turned around and bolted towards the direction of home. I followed behind them. I heard the shrieks. They followed close. I glanced back to see one of them climb the trees and jump from tree to tree. I turned around and aimed my shotgun after I pumped it back and I fired. The thing released a cry of pain as it fell and landed on the sharp rock, bursting its chest open. I turned around and ran like hell, my heart thumping, my legs hurting. I saw my friends. They were still running.
Shotgun!
Jordan yelled. I ran up close to him and tossed him the gun. He caught it and aimed at one of the things. He shot, but missed. The thing roared and ran off. He pumped it back and tossed it the Ben. He shot at the creatures, but missed as well. He pumped it back and tossed it to me. I caught it and turned around. Three of them were after me. A cold calm took over me. I aimed the gun at one and shot. The bullets collided with its head, ripping it clean open. It fell and slid across the forest floor. The two others spread apart and roared loudly. I pumped the shotgun and aimed it at the one on my left. It jumped back. I smirked as I quickly turned around, firing the gun. I didn't care if I didn't kill it. I wanted it to get the hell out of there. Good thing I did. I pumped it again.
We have three shots left before I have to reload it,
I shouted, Jordan and Ben still running.
Then why don't you reload it now?
Jordan yelled. I nodded in agreement and turned the shotgun upside down to start loading bullets into it. I put in four more before the things roared loudly and almost hit me with its clawed hands. I jumped forward and pulled the shotgun and shot the thing. It roared as it fell down, busting its head against a rock. I pumped it back and continued running. When I turned around, one of the things grabbed Ben. He yelled loudly. My heart sank as I saw the creature pick him up and rip his jaw out. He slammed Ben's body down against a rock and started to eat him. Two of the other creatures ran over and joined the creature.
Keep running!
I yelled. I ran up to Jordan's side. Tears streaming down his face as he looked back to see them continuing to eat Ben. We were almost home. I saw the cabin from the tree line. Almost there, but Jordan suddenly stopped. I stopped too, grabbing him, trying to pull him home.
Run, David,
Jordan said. I shook my head.
No, I lost my father here, and I lost Ben. I'm not frickin' losing you,
I yelled. He pushed me away and ran at the creatures. I ran at him. Four of the things looked at Jordan and roared. They bolted to him.
Ah!
Jordan yelled before they got to him. They tore him apart. I shot one of the creatures before I turned around and continued running. My legs hurt. My lungs felt like they were going to burst. I finally made it out of the forest. I stopped when I stepped out onto the freshly cut grass. I turned around to being 3 feet away from one of the creatures. This one had a large scar over its left eye. It had black fur and black teeth with blood dripping from them. It opened its mouth and spoke without moving its lips.
I love you, son,
said the creature. It was my father's voice. Other than eating his heart, it ate its thoughts. Tears streamed down my face, and I fell to my knees.
I will forever love you. Take care of your mother and let her know that I love her too. Being your father was the best thing that ever happened to me,
the creature said. I cried loudly. I grabbed the shotgun and aimed it at the beast. I looked into its eye and I saw remorse, sadness, and regret. I put the shotgun down. It closed its mouth and nodded at me before turning around and running off into the dark forest.